This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Luxury communication, branding or real skill? What happened? Claudia Barbaris, a communication coach who has spoken at tech events, is building a practice focused on what she calls luxury communication for senior executives and business leaders. Her work sits at the intersection of personal presence, language precision, and high-stakes professional environments. She has positioned herself as a specialist for leaders who want their words to carry the same weight as their titles. The communication angle. Here is the real comparison worth making: the coach who teaches luxury communication versus the coach who teaches people how to actually be heard. Barbaris is making a branding choice, and it is a smart one on the surface. Attaching the word luxury to communication signals exclusivity. It tells a certain client, the C-suite executive, the board member, the person who pays for first-class seats, that this service is made for them. Positioning works. I will give her that. But here is where I part ways with the approach. Calling communication luxury implies that clarity and precision are premium features, available only to those who can afford the coaching rate. That is exactly backwards. The leaders who need this work the most are often the ones who believe their position already communicates for them. They do not need a luxury label. They need someone to tell them that their last all-hands meeting lost the room in the first 90 seconds. Compare that to what the best executive communication work actually looks like: direct diagnosis, specific feedback, and repeatable tools. Not a polished brand identity built around exclusivity. The contrast is stark. One approach flatters the client, the other fixes them. Flattery fills a calendar. Fixing builds a legacy. The TETS credential matters here, too. A TETS talk is a proof of concept for a speaker, not a quality guarantee. Thousands of people have given TETS talks. What counts is whether the speaker can translate stage presence into a coaching room, where the client is not a passive audience, but a resistant executive who thinks they already communicate just fine. That is a harder room to work in, and no amount of luxury positioning prepares you for it. If Barbaris can deliver the hard truth wrapped in an approach that high-end clients will actually receive, then the branding is just packaging and the substance is real. That would be worth watching. But if the luxury frame is the product itself, leaders will leave the engagement feeling validated instead of transformed. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on positioning your message covers how the frame you put around your communication shapes whether people trust the content or just the packaging. There is a real difference between language that builds credibility and language that performs it. Knowing which one you're using is the first step to being taken seriously. The takeaway. Before your next coaching conversation, client pitch, or mentoring session, ask yourself this one question: am I framing this to make them feel good or to make them better? Write down the one uncomfortable truth you've been softening. Then say it plainly, without apology, in your opening two sentences. The rest of the conversation will be more honest because of it. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.